Hello.
Hola.
Hello.
We don't need to do a fake intro.
We don't. We really have just kind of jumped straight in today because we are on a time crunch.
Crunching the numbers.
Yeah, we're going to bosh this one out within 20 minutes.
It's going to be like... do, 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 in at number 10.
What was that?
Oh my god, why am I so old?
I thought you were going to do Countdown and then I don't know what...
I'm sure it was like Top of the Pops or something. Right, anybody else who knows this tune?
I've seen Top of the Pops, so that's not ringing a bell.
Oh no, it's not. That's... ding, do, do.
I have no idea.
We're doing struggling with the scales not moving.
Yes, how to handle your frustrations with scale weight, because our clients deal with this shit all the time. We handle this every week. I have a client who is frustrated with the scales. And no matter how many times I reshare the same Monday morning post of here's what could be happening and here's an idea, we thought, let's just do a whole podcast on how to handle the frustrations around the scale weight, because they will come. I think that wasn't even one of my points I was going to bring up, but just recognizing you are going to get frustrated at the scales at some point. That's a given. So kind of almost just like expect that. They aren't going to drop forever. That is going to be fluctuations. There are going to be jumps, and just expecting it is like the first thing.
100%. I mean, that's my number two. What I was going to say as well, which isn't on my list either, is what we were kind of just saying in the before we came on air on this
on air
was ask if you actually need to be getting weighed and whether it is actually helping you at this point, because if every week your actions are being dictated by what the scale says, I would be questioning like whether that's actually a useful measure for you at this point. So I think, you know, that those two things, as Lauren's just said, initially, like what's serving you and accepting that it is gonna change, especially for women. I think, like, I don't know about you, but I've got a few people whose partners have jumped on board with like fat loss as well, and these male partners, and it's like they just stop eating biscuits for a week and they've lost 5 pounds, and the women are like, what the fudge, why has he found it so easy and my weight's still all over the place and I've gained 2 pounds over the weekend, you know? And I'm like, yeah. Right, you know the theory, you know the science, which I know is one of your numbers, so you can go into that. But yeah, trying to keep rational and be like, okay, I know this is not physically possible that the scale has jumped up by 2 pounds in 2 days, so I'm gonna just shelve that, park that, and it's what you do in reaction to that that is important.
Yeah, I guess so. My first point was, is it a one-off frustration or is this a weekly thing? Because that kind of dictates where the conversation goes from there. Because if it's a one-off frustration, like things are going well, sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down, sometimes it plateaus and you're okay with it, like, and that's fine. But then one day it jumps up 4 pounds and you're like, what the fuck? And you're super frustrated. You had the perfect week and everything's been going well and the scales jumped up and you're frustrated. You're like, what is going on? Like that one-off frustration is completely just like, okay, we can move on from that. We can rationalise that the scale can jump up for so many reasons. We talk about this all the time. The scale can jump up for literally, you've had more carbs, more salt, less movement, an injury, even a heavy, hard training session, more food volume, whatever it is, your period. Like, there's reasons for it. We can kind of rationalise, and a one-off frustration is fine, right? But if every single week, month after month, you are frustrated with the scales, what benefit are they serving you? Like, you do not need the scales to lose weight. They are just one marker of whether you have lost weight or not. Like, there are so many other metrics and things that you can go off, or you could step away from focusing on weight loss for a while. But I know that people, when I suggest this, go, oh, well, if I stop focusing on it and I stop weighing myself, then I'm just going to gain loads of weight and everything's going to go to shit. So they have this like death grip control over needing to weigh themselves and they can't let go. And I'm like, but look how it's serving you. Mm-hmm. Every week you feel like shit about yourself, even though you're fitter, you're stronger, you're healthier, you're happier, you're moving well, your aches are down, your pains are down. you've made new friends, like literally every other aspect of your life is going well, and you jump on the scales and you're like, well, everything's fucking shit. And I'm like, why do this to yourself every week? So kind of the advice we give will depend on whether this is like chronic or acute.
Yeah.
I don't know why that I had to feel the need to say those words, but yeah.
Yeah, but they were appropriate. Yeah, that was what I had in my head, yeah, too.
What was your next point?
So my next point was focusing on what you can do and what is in your control, because the scale and the weight of your body from one day to the next really isn't in your control because of the reasons just Lauren's just gone through. Like, your body is in a constant state of flux. It is constantly go on, you have a little choke. It is constantly trying to recalibrate. I think people seem to have this idea that food goes in and it either is immediately used or lost, or it's immediately stored as fat. You're not giving the body as the machine that it is, that's the incredible thing that it is, that it has lots and lots of processes where it's dividing up cells and molecules and making things out of things and putting them in the right place and taking things where they need to be and getting rid of waste products. All of these things take time. So as well as sort of looking at like this as, it's not like, oh, I ate some cake, that's why the scale's gone up. Or, oh, I, you know, had five beers, oh, that's why the scale's gone up. Like, it doesn't work like that. It's like your actions over time. So that's where I'm coming back to. Focus on the things that are in your control rather than like a knee-jerk situation of you going, oh, right, the scale's up, so like, that's my day screwed over. Like, go, right, okay, it's gone up, I'm fine with it. I can be calm and practice some like rational reactions towards the scale if you are going to use them. So I would be going, right, what can I do today that's in line with my goals? What have I got food wise? What have I got prepared? Like, how can I improve my snacks today? Like, can I eat some more fruit and fibre today instead of things out of packets, for example? And also think about what actually really matters to you as a person. And what things you put value in that aren't your body weight or your mass.
Yeah, that was one of my top points as well, was if this is frustrating you, look at everything else that's going on in your life and that matters. Why else are you eating healthy and exercising beyond just weight? If you're not eating healthy and exercising beyond any other reason than just weight loss, then I'm waving a massive red flag here, and I'd be saying something... A conversation needs to be had, because there are so many benefits and important reasons to eat well and exercise, that if your only sole driver is to lose weight, it's going to be a shit show. It's going to be such a horrible journey, because weight doesn't just go down, 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 down. And even if it did and you did hit your weight goal, you won't find any more happiness in it. There's something else going on. So it's really important to go back to your values, go back to your goals. If you haven't set goals, why not? Because it's going to help your mood when the scales don't change. If you're like, well, I managed to do my first pull-up, which was my goal, or I've progressed in my 5K running time, which was another goal of mine. Like, you can find other things to kind of draw upon when the scales are sticking, feel like they're sticking two fingers up at you from the bathroom floor.
Yeah, that was my number four, is focus on what is happening. So changes in how you feel, changes in your strength, like improvements in that, feeling better in your clothes, like things fitting better so you feel more comfortable, like your jeans don't feel tight to fasten up, or you've gone down a notch on your belt loop.
I literally had a client this weekend message say three new pairs of jeans are fitting, but the scales haven't gone down. So yeah. She is getting that, she's understanding, and she's not tracking calories and all of that. She's like, the weight is the same, but I'm fitting back into all of my jeans. Sent me a picture, her shape looks totally different.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there we go. Like, but even with these clients that I've had in the past that can physically see the difference in their pictures and their jeans are fitting, they'll still get annoyed at the scales. And it's like it is a knee-jerk reaction. It's like we're ingrained to want to see that number go down. And I understand that. Like, you've done all of this work, all this effort, you want to see some change on the scales as well, but the scales are such a fuck, like, compared to anything else, they're such a fuck. So it's like, look at your other wins. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, they are just a head masher, you're right. And I think it is a thing of, like, I do remember at school comparing my weight to, like, my friends who were 5'2". So, obviously, I'm going to weigh more than them because I'm 5'8". But at the time, that wasn't going on in my head. I was just like, oh, I weigh X amount more than they do. Like, I need to be weighing exactly the same as I do, as they do. And it was the same with, like, my foot size. Like, can I shrink my feet? No, I can't shrink my feet. Like, but that's as ridiculous as it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if you've got somebody who's 5'2" and they weigh 55 kilos, and you've got somebody who's 5'8" and weighs 70 kilos, that's not comparable. So, I mean, that's another thing to come on to, is, like, not comparing yourself to, like, what other people are doing as well.
Or what you weighed previously.
Or what you weighed previously, like, when you were 15.
That is, yeah. A lot of women will compare themselves to pre-baby or, like, some random time of their lives, like, in uni or something. And they're trying to get back to those clothes from uni. And I'm like, you are not the same person. Mm-hmm. You are not in the same body. And you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's trying to let go of that, well, I used to weigh this and I want to get back to that. And I've got a friend at the moment who's kind of struggling. She's lean, but she's growing muscle quite quickly. And she's seeing that reflected on the scales. And she's battling with herself. She's, like, looking and knowing and recognizing one thing. This isn't body fat. But she's, like, trying not to freak out that the scales have gone up. Because she's used to having that number in her head, like, oh, this is how much I weighed when I was this lean, so I need to make sure I stay at that weight. And it's like, you're growing, you're building muscle, you're getting fitter and stronger, and the scales are reflecting that. And it's trying to mentally unfuck the whole, oh, well, I have to be under 70 kilos, so that has to be my goal, and now I weigh 72, like, I feel so big, and da-da-da. So
yeah.
Letting go of a number, like a goal number, is also helpful.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the more you can tune into, like, the things that you're wanting to improve on, because a lot of the time we want all of the things all of the times, don't we? Like, you want to get stronger and you're going, oh, well, I'd love to be able to do what that person's doing. I want to be able to do pull-ups. I want to be able to do deadlifts. I want to be able to, you know, do 100 kilos. I want to be able to back squat 80 kilos or whatever, right? But then accepting that there has got to be some strength gains and there has to be some muscle built to be able to achieve that, or along the way of achieving that, and knowing that that also weighs something. But as Lauren said, you know, that there's a change in your body composition. I have a client who has not lost a pound, but her pictures are insane. Like, the difference in her body since we started working together is crazy. You would think she'd lost 2 stone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was to show somebody those two pictures side by side and said, how much do you think she's lost? I'll guarantee they'd say at least a stone.
Yeah.
Because she looks so, so different.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where having other progress markers is really important.
Like taking pictures or measurements, or even just your jeans fitting slightly different. If fat loss is your goal, then those are the other things we'd be looking at, are body pictures and how are your clothes fitting.
Yeah, and that's it. I've got written down here, like, have you got any, you know, are you feeling more energised? Is your sleep improving? Are you managing your stress better? Are your relationships improving? Do you feel more confident in yourself? Like, I think a lot of it comes to, like, self-esteem as well. It's like, what regard are you holding yourself in? Like, all of the things that you do day to day will boost your belief in yourself and your evidence of, like, what am I doing for myself? How am I showing up for myself day to day? And when you can focus in on those things, actually one number on a scale that is, you know, unpredictable mostly, it becomes less relevant in your life, in your day to day life.
Yeah. I don't know why I haven't brought this one up as number one, but, like, ultimately it does come back to showing yourself some compassion in the moment and long term. So in the moment, when you've stood on the scales and they've not reflected back to you what you want, you can't stop the judging thought. Like, that fleeting thought that comes in, it's going to be very hard to not have that and judging on it. But what you can do is replace or remind yourself of all the other good, kind things. So you've jumped on the scales, you've gone, holy fuck, it's over the amount that I wanted it to be. It's like, okay, take a breath. Let's not knee-jerk react. What is something kind you could say about yourself? Like, take a breath, remember what Lindsay had said or I had said to you previously, and find something kind to say about yourself, like, okay, scales aren't reflecting what I wanted today, but like, I am ticking all of my other boxes. My relationships are really good right now. I'm sleeping great. My jeans are fitting. Or, and it could be anything, just something nice, so that you're not then dwelling on it.
Journaling and filling in your check-ins is important, isn't it? Because it gives you that some space to actually reflect and go into, like, actually, what am I doing that's good? Yeah. What am I doing that's really beneficial? And that can also help you put things in perspective.
Massively, yeah.
This one's a bit of tough love. But be honest with yourself, like, whether you're having coaching or not, like, sometimes I think people can fear judgment, which, you know, there is none from us as coaches. I mean, I don't know if you do have any judgment from your coach, but if you're working with me and Lauren, there shouldn't be any reason for you to feel like you can't send us a picture of a biscuit. Do you know what I mean? But if you have the accountability of going, right, okay, I make myself fully accountable to this person or to yourself, that you can be completely honest and transparent about what you are actually doing. So I would say, like, be really honest with yourself, like, reflect on it. Are there things that you know that you can improve on? So I had this conversation with someone the other day, and they were like, actually, you know I've been, little sneaky snacks have been creeping in that I haven't been accounting for. You know, I've had a bite of this here and there, like a bit of the kids' Nutella or a little snack of cheese here and there, and I've not been factoring that in. So, you know, but they were really honest about it with me, and they were like, you know, that's what I'm going to really focus in on this week. Great. And then another situation where I've had somebody who's had lost weight and has put some back on, and when she was in the situation, it's all, you know, through a bit, little bit of reflection. Sometimes you need to be in the place you don't want to be to appreciate the place you were. So somebody who had lost an amount of weight and has put the weight back on, not all of what she had lost initially, so she has had a good deal of success, but then in the last few weeks, diet fatigue set in. That is a thing as well. You know, you can, if you've been doing it for quite a while, you can just get really stagnant with it, and you don't want to make those decisions, you don't want to make those choices, you don't want to think about food, you don't want to go out and do your steps when the weather's shit. You know, we get it, like, there's a lot of things that affect your ability to stick to your plan and your goals. But I think, you know, zooming out, looking at, like, what you have achieved as a whole, and look where you are, and thinking about, like, where do I want to be, and how far away from where I didn't want to be am I now, like, along that path. So, you know, going, oh, I've only lost 5 pounds, to, oh, I lost 5 pounds and I've put it back on again, and now I wish I'd still only lost 5 pounds, because actually I appreciate now how much work it took me to get there. So it's like, just stick to your guns, and it's like pushing through that hard bit. It, you know, it is so beneficial if you can just go, right, okay, I'll take all of these things into account. I'll practice some self-empathy. I will try and have a look at, like, what could I improve on? Like, could I add another 1,000 steps into my daily step count? Like, could I up my movement a little bit more? Could I change my snacks out for something, you know, more healthful, beneficial in terms of, like, fibre and colour and variety? And, you know, it's making those little tweaks that, if you're really honest with yourself, and have perspective on it, you can start moving forward again.
Mm. I guess my final point is, as women, there is a pressure to look a certain way. We have been brought up in a society and live in a society that demonizes body fat and celebrates weight loss and celebrates being skinny and being a size whatever. And there is that pressure there. There really is. And so these concerns and worries and frustrations with the scales are super normal and super natural and super common. And everybody gets these frustrations, and everybody does feel what you're feeling when you step on the scales and they haven't gone the way that you want them to. And I think the biggest thing is not to judge yourself for that. I have had clients that say, I know I shouldn't be frustrated at the scales because I've all got all of these things, but I still do. And so, yeah, we're here saying, like, of all the reasons to look at elsewhere, but that might not still stop that nagging voice in the back of your head going, yeah, but still you should. And that little fucking dick in the back of your mind just being a little shitbag. Like, I'd just be like getting curious about that voice and where that's coming from, and you'll probably find that it's just from the shit society we live in that's like, yeah, you need to lose weight, you need to fit this dress, you can't have cellulite, you shouldn't have this, no bingo wings for you, weight loss. And we're coming into summer season as well, which makes it so much worse with all the diets coming out and the 12-week shreds, and it's gonna be everywhere. It's so hard not to get sucked into that weight loss diet culture bullshit. It's not surprising that you have that little voice going, you should be bothered about the scales. You are a failure if you didn't lose weight, because that is what we were brought up with believing. And so the best thing you can do is to go, okay, understand where that voice is coming from, and I want to think something different, rather than judging yourself for still feeling that way.
Yeah, and also realise that it's not going to happen overnight, because you've had a lifetime probably, if you're, you know, any, I mean, I can't speak for 18, 19 year olds, you sort of thinking about like what they're absorbing now is probably even more, you know, what's the word? Not microscope. Anyway, zoomed in on because of social media, but you know, as a 40 odd year old woman, as a 30, how old are you?
31.
She's just in there. You know, you've had like probably at least 20 years of exposure to diet culture and people going, you know, commenting on your weight uninvited, or magazines thrusting a certain image in your face of like what beauty is and the beauty standards. So be kind to yourself about that. Don't think that you can just get rid of those narratives in the back of your mind, even if you're trying really, really hard and you know that that's not like right for you, and you know that it's, you know, I'm never gonna look like Kate Moss, right? Fine, don't give a shit. But do you know what I mean? Like, there's, you, it's going, even if I don't want that, it's still in the back of my mind that that's what we all should be striving for.
You have brought up Kate Moss a few times, Lynn.
Yeah, sorry. Totally scared.
She used to get an absolute hammer in when we started this podcast.
Yeah.
With Kate Moss.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? That's, I think, because she's of my time.
Yeah.
Like, she was the, like, that whole heroin chic, like, skinny is better, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels, all of that narrative of, like,
yeah,
smoking and drinking and taking masses of drugs. That's health, is it?
Yeah.
You know? And how thwarted is that? Like, you know, you got, like, somebody who's actually doing a lot of shit to their body, but is held up in high esteem because she's skinny.
Yeah.
That's totally twisted, man.
I know. We should have just done the episode just on this last section, to be fair, because I think that's probably the most important part. It's like, you can rationalize and use logic all you want to understand your frustration with the scales, but at the end of the day, how far is that going to get you when you still feel a certain way?
Mm.
And it's going to take time and compassion and empathy to and show kindness to yourself for those feelings that you're feeling, and then be like, okay, that's how I felt about that for a long time, and I understand where that's come from, and it's time to think and feel something different. What does that look like?
Yeah. Well, I hope some of these, or any of these points that we've raised today, have resonated, and that you can think, oh, actually, yeah, that's one area that I could work on. Or, you know, just choosing one thing to practice, so that next time you get on the scale and you're like tippy-toeing onto it, trying to put as little of your body weight onto it as possible, stripping down, having a giant poo and a wee, forcing every little bit of fluid out of your body, that you actually can go, look, I'm all right with this, whatever it says today, because I know I have had a solid week. I know I've done everything that was in my power this week for my health and to help me feel better and get stronger and have healthy aging and all of the good things in life that aren't dictated by what this scale says.
Yeah. Bad bitch.
Amen.
All right. We'd smash that in 24 minutes. Woo!
Well done.
Thanks
us.
For listening, guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.